4. Please listen carefully. Read the passage about the transportation of agricultural goods. You have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a cultural geography class.
Today, I'd like to talk about a German landowner, Johann Heinrich von Thunen, who lived in the 17th century. After researching ways to make his estate more profitable, von Thunen developed a model of zones, represented by concentric rings to explain market forces. In the center is a city, an imaginary one, to represent the market. As I'm talking about these zones, keep in mind that we're talking about the days before refrigeration, electricity, and so on. Okay, so the first ring around the city represents the zone that includes dairy farming and such crops as fruit and vegetables. Milk and fresh produce tend to spoil and therefore have to reach the market quickly. The second ring is the wooded zone used for growing timber. Logs are heavy to transport but necessary both as a fuel and as a building material. The third ring is the grain zone. Wheat for bread is light and less perishable than fresh produce, so it can be grown further from the market. Next is the livestock zone. People can walk their cows or sheep to market. The livestock zone is the final one. The area beyond that zone is too far from the center to be considered for commercial farming. Now, interestingly, von Thunen's model is still applicable today in terms of transportation costs and the cost of land.
Now get ready to answer the question. The professor describes a model of zones relevant for agricultural marketing. Explain how these zones are related to the costs of transportation. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.